Now, when the Cavan goalkeeper Alan O'Mara revealed last year that depression nearly killed him, the response from the GAA and fans of the game was overwhelming. Alan is with me in studio. You're involved with a new GAA drive. It's called A Drive for Mental Fitness. It's called Play in My Boots. It's a health, mental health resource for players, coaches, clubs and community. What's it all about?
Yeah, I suppose there's two strands to it, Sean. There's the Play in My Boots pack, which is very much it's a tangible resource there available for clubs, for players, for coaches, and basically everybody involved in the GAA, that they can go online at the GAA.ie and download this. It's basically a manual that just explains the whole lot, and it's in language they're familiar with. It's something they'll be very used to reading, you know, and it's something that's very accessible. And I suppose the second strand of that then is there's an app as well, a mobile phone app that you can download onto your phone. Again, it's available to download from the website, and it's workout. And it's just more or less a tool to become probably a bit more self-aware. You know, it's not very heavy or very, but it just sort of helps people become more self-aware and just what's around them and their own mental health and their own mental fitness.
In your own case, and I know you've talked about this publicly before, but not everybody will have heard you. Where did things go wrong for you?
Yeah, I suppose just, I played in All-Ireland Under 21 final in May of 2011, and I just lost the run of myself in the immediate aftermath of that. And I found myself in a very dark place. And I suppose by the end of that year, 6 months later on, I was driving home in my car on the motorway and just visualised myself crashing my car into a wall, which was obviously a very surreal experience. Didn't know what was going on, was very confused and felt cut off. But just thankfully, after that moment where I visualised my car crashing, I saw my mum and dad standing at my funeral in our local church crying. And it just was enough to snap me out of that mindset. And I managed to get home. And thankfully, when I did get home, Mom approached me and we had a conversation about reaching out for help, and said from there I was pointed towards the GPA, who provide a 24/7 phone line available for players, and that calling that number was the best thing I've ever done in my life.
It's a very difficult thing, and it's accepted that it's even more difficult for men just to open up.
Yeah, I suppose when you're suffering with depression or anything like that, you know, it makes you feel lonesome, isolated. You sort of feel like you're the only person to feel like that way in the world, but you're not, and I can guarantee you now that you're not, I suppose. In the last year or so, as I've sort of gone around talking to people or met different people, and since I put my story public, I was blown away by the amount of people that came to me and said, you know, I may have suffered that myself, or my brother had that, or a cousin, or my boyfriend, or my girlfriend. And, you know, some of these people were people I knew well and just never knew about it. But just when I actually reached out and sort of, when I reached out for help, help came to me, and I just learned that I wasn't alone in that club, even though you will feel that way at the time.
Yeah, I'm reading something here, some of your thoughts about how when you began your treatment, the biggest mistake you made was that you thought you were just trying to beat depression in a one-off fight. It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah, it very much is an ongoing thing. And I suppose it's resources like this, the Play in My Boots booklet and that, will outline that it's an ongoing thing and it's not a once-off. But I mean, by reaching out for help, that's the main thing. You become a lot more self-aware. I learned a lot about depression. I learned a lot about myself. You learn to manage with it and cope with it. I mean, like my life's in a much better place at the minute than, you know, at that time I felt lost. I was questioning my existence. I didn't know what I was here for, what I was meant to be doing. Just questioning my identity, just everything. But I suppose just reaching out for help and going through that counselling process, you're able to piece it back together.
And Alan, have many guys your own age come to you and said, look, you know, I think I need to talk to you?
Yeah, I would have had people have approached me. I mean, I would have gone around to schools over the last year, sort of done different mental health events, and I normally hang back at the end just because when people are in that group environment, as we all are in school, you tend to slouch down in the seat and hide for cover when it's question time. But people have come up to me aftermath or in colleges and that and just said, look, you know, by reading your piece, it encouraged me to reach out for help. Or,
and when you say as well, you wrote that when depression stepped back into the ring for a second bout, I was caught with my guard down.
I was, yeah. Just knocked the stuffing out of me, and I just, you know, again, you sort of think, you know, why do I feel like this way? Why do I have to feel like this? Or why am I feeling like this? And you have that little mindset. But again, it's by reaching out for help, you realise that it's...
And after the second time, is it now easier for you to see maybe the flashing lights, the amber lights?
Definitely, yeah.
What would they be?
I suppose I sort of, if I'm starting to feel poorly again, or my sleeping pattern might get disrupted again, which is actually just in the workout after they discussed, there's a body clocking system where you can sort of set when you're getting up and when you're going to sleep, and it records what you're doing. Just simple things like that. And I suppose, like, you know, I might get headaches, or I'm just more self-aware now, and I can feel those things coming on, and you can take appropriate steps, be it talking to a family member. Sometimes it's as simple as, you know, going for a walk and listening to music and just sort of taking a second, taking a breather and relaxing and just trying to figure out what's going through your head and why you're feeling the way you are.
Right. And no, I think you were alluding there to this app that's been launched. Just explain to me about what the relevance of that is and how it's used.
Yeah, it's basically a tool to help people become that little bit more self-aware. We're talking about mental health and mental fitness, and we can all become more aware of our own thoughts, our own feelings, and I suppose those of around us as well. And it's just a very practical way of doing it. It's in your mobile phone. It's available to download.
What's like, it called?
It's Workout. And it's, you'll be able to download it. If you go to j.e, it's there, and you'll be able to click download on it. And it's just very practical. There's sort of, it's discussing your sleeping pattern is one. There's other patterns of, you know, connecting with people, talking with people. And the thing I like about it is it's very much, it's locked away in your own phone. We all have a passcode on our phone. It's very much your own private little space. You can get 10 things out of it, or if you get one thing out of it. But if one thing helps you become that little bit more aware, it's worth downloading and that's having to flick through, you know.
Now, one thing again that you touched on, in fact, no, you more than touch on it, is just the contribution made by alcohol to your troubles. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I suppose my immediate, when you're going through that, it's where you feel like your alcohol can give you that bit of a release or that bit of a, what I'd call it is escapism, you know. Sort of, it was a way that I didn't have to feel like that for a couple of hours, but I suppose the one particular incident I remember is just I was out drinking one night and I just started feeling very self-conscious and paranoid in a nightclub. Didn't know why, didn't know what was going on. I had to excuse myself and basically, long story short, I sat in the toilet for 20 minutes just trying not to cry, you know. And I suppose it's by reaching out for help and going through that process, you learn that, look, that's not a healthy relationship. You shouldn't be doing that. It's not normal. I mean, I still drink and I like a night out, but I'm a lot more aware of that and that sort of relationship with alcohol where, you know, I'm going to drink here so I don't have to think about this stuff for a lot of hours because when you wake up in the morning, it's still going to be there.
And one of the things as well that was quite striking in your account was how, you know, in conversation with a counsellor, you were told, look, don't be surprised if you find yourself getting very emotional if you find you have to cry, yeah?
Yeah, I always make the point of telling that story if I'm in a school with a bunch of lads that are maybe 17 or 18 because it's something we all laugh at and hide away from. But yeah, like I remember sitting in the room and you'd be saying, look, Alan, you know, don't be afraid here. If tears come to your eyes, you start crying. I'm sort of sitting there going, yeah, good man. But it happened. And I remember just one night again, it was in my bedroom. I decided, look, I'm not fighting this anymore. There'd been a presence of tears behind my eyes coming on and off over a couple of weeks. And I said, why? Like, I'm wasting energy and time here holding this in. And I just lay down and said, look, if this wants to come out, I'm going to let it go out. And I cried for about 20 minutes.
One other thing, and it can be quite horrific too and quite brutal in GA circles, is what's, I suppose, called sledging. People slagging off and saying things that are really, really nasty to opponents. Have you come across any of this?
No, I've never had anything like that. I mean, in fairness, I do quite a lot of work with the GPA, so I've met a lot of lads from other teams, and the GPA are doing, they have a thing in the pipeline now at the minute that will be coming out later on in the year, which is all about mental health awareness of their own players and stuff like that. But no, I've never had anything like that in the field, and I don't think I ever will.
Okay, well, look, Alan, thank you very much indeed for coming to studio. Alan O'Mara, a Cavan GAA footballer, and it's called Play In My Boots. That's a new resource from the GAA, a mental health resource for players, coaches, clubs and community. Alan, thank you.